we have the lovely Bill Tidy coming onto the programme, who we like very much indeed. He's an amazing man with an amazing talent, and he's I didn't realise he was a local lad. That's the bit that's got me. He's actually a local boy, and he's doing something for Clatterbridge Hospital. Hello, Bill Tidy.
Good evening. I think your problem with the Twitter and that is yeah. you're wearing the wrong socks.
Oh, right.
You've got to be careful about these things.
Yes.
People might be watching.
I've got to tell you, Bill, many, many years ago, when I first met you, I asked you to do me a favour. A great pal of mine was going to work in Saudi Arabia, and he was really upset about going, but he went and made his fortune and came back. But you did. I wanted something different for to take with him. And you did this amazing cartoon, an amazing cartoon that you did, where they had some drugs under the floor. Sorry, not drugs, booze, whiskey under the floor, with an Arab pulling it out and them going, no, no, not in here. And he actually wouldn't take it with him because he was scared.
Hey, but it's true, they're red hot on making alky over there. Yeah. They don't know what they're missing, but they're paying big bucks, so have a good time. I still didn't get the 25p you promised me for that drawing.
I actually offered you a lot of money, and you said no, it's because you were a nice man, you said
oh.
So you didn't, and you're not having it now, it's too late. I didn't realise you were a tramman boy.
I was born on the other side of the river.
Wow.
1933, actually, when Everton won the cup. And I got sent across the river for the May Blitz.
Right.
And as that was dangerous, they sent me back across the river to Neston, which I think was a Spitfire local base yeah. or something. So I went from disaster to disaster. But survived, and still hard at it, thank God. Still hard at it.
So whereabouts in the country do you live now?
I'm in Derbyshire.
Ah.
Which is marginally better than Yorkshire.
Right.
But it's a bit windy and wet at the moment, so I'm sitting here in splendid isolation. Yeah.
Now, you are coming down to the venue, which is the Royal Liverpool Building in Liverpool, from 2 o'clock till six. 2 till 6.
Yeah.
And it's a Tidy afternoon tea.
Yes, yes.
An audience with Bill Tidy, MBE.
No chips, I'm afraid. Damn it, they wouldn't do chips.
Nice sandwiches and lovely cakes.
Triangular sandwiches with
really?
A hint of cucumber.
Any crusts?
No, if you don't eat your crust, your hair won't go curly. Remember that.
Can you remember the first ever cartoon you drew?
Oh, yeah. I remember it was, I was a soldier in Japan and Korea. And when I got to Japan, they had an English language newspaper called Mainichi. And I sent him a drawing, God knows why. And they accepted it. And I got £2, which at the time was big bucks.
Yeah.
So I went out and bought a tea service, those beautiful Noritake tea services, and sent one home a week to my mother. I must have sent 40 of these things home.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't got one for myself.
Oh, right.
You haven't got one in the studio, have you?
No, sorry about that. Sorry about that. So are you still drawing?
Yeah, hard at it. Working principally at the moment for What's Brewing, the Real Ale paper.
All right.
I've done a strip in there longer than I've been alive, I think. It's gone forever. And Private Eye, still as scandalous and cheeky as ever.
Yeah.
British Archaeology, it's a widespread. It's a funny job, mine, in that you don't have to know a lot about anything in particular, but you have to know a little about everything.
Sounds like my job as a phone-in jock.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's £30 a ticket or £300 for a table. And by the way, there is champagne, so it's not just... It's a proper high tea, proper high tea.
Save some for me, for goodness sake.
Now, you've got a great sense of humour and you're very famous as an after-dinner speaker. You've been doing that for a while as well, haven't you?
Quite a long time, and it's great fun because most cartoonists And incidentally, Merseyside has a very good share of top-ranking blokes.
Oh, right.
They keep a low profile, but Mike Williams, Bill Start, Albert Rustling, there are some damn good cartoonists on Merseyside, and I hold them in great regard. But the difficulty today is the venues for them to show their work.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind drawing in public. Lots of cartoonists are a bit reticent about that.
Yeah.
They prefer privacy, and that's their choice. But I get fun from reaction.
Yeah.
Because not many cartoonists get any reaction. People say, that was a funny gag. And I say, well, did you look in the bottom right-hand corner? No. So next time, friends in the world, look at the bottom right-hand corner. Never mind the drawing.
But you might. I mean, I was going to say you might. Your work is known anywhere. You can see like that a Bill Tidy cartoon.
Well, it's kind of you to say that. It means that 60 years of tireless endeavour hasn't got unnoticed. I hope one day perhaps they'll give me a county. Prenton's not big enough for me.
Tell us about getting your MBE. Who gave it you?
Oh, H.M. Queen.
Right.
She gave it to me, and nice occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Totally embarrassing, because you have to walk across that state room.
Yeah.
And everybody looking at you, and you have no defence. You have to do what you're told.
Yes.
And Equerry, or the man in charge of the medal chamber, says to you, if she speaks to you first time, call her Mom, as in marmalade. And
right.
If she speaks to you again, call her Ma'am, as in jam. And I thought, he must be a scouse. I'd almost took a jar of pickled onions with me. But no, she was great. She's done it a few times. She said to me, "And how are things with you?" And I said, oh, cartooning's a difficult game. And she said, yeah, there are not enough laughs in the world today.
That's a nice thing
and,
to say.
It was an honest, good remark.
Yeah, no, I like that. Tell me, talking about cartoons, we do have problems, don't we? Because newspapers are not as big as they used to be anymore, and there's not as many because of the internet.
Yeah. And also, they as you say, they're not as big. They ration the space. But the biggest curse, I think, today is when you have the same gags in 500 newspapers. Syndication will make one guy super rich and 5,000 cartoonists earning peanuts.
Yeah.
Syndication, I think, is wrong, unless it was me getting the £10 million a year. Then it would be perfectly acceptable.
For those people that have just joined us, we're going to have a tidy afternoon tea with champagne at £30 a ticket, and the money's going to Clatterbridge. They do so much good work there, don't they, Bill?
They're a magic bunch. And I got attracted to them in the first place when my cousin Tom Hughes, late cousin, dear Tom, cancer got him in the end. But he was the essential Scouse humorist, all self-deprecating, and such a funny man, a good musician too. He goes back to the Blue Jeans, swinging Blue Jeans.
Really?
Blimey. An example of his humor, and I always quote this, towards the end of his life, because of his medication, he became huge and difficult to get about the place. He ended up, you know, the tragedy of life is some of the worst things are so funny, aren't they? You can't do anything about it. He ended up trapped in a bath, and they could not get him out, and they were having to get rid of the cold water and fill it up with hot sauce. It was like poaching a salmon. And he, throughout it all, he kept his cool. And they had to get the emergency services in. And the next thing you know, there was a fireman bounding upstairs to the bathroom. Went in, looked at my cousin staring helplessly at him and said, "What's your trouble, Spider-Man?" So I think that's funny. And Tom then just slid underwater. Magic guy. He was well looked after, and his son, Mike, decided to help Clatterbridge and raise some dough. And we put on a musical evening, and I stuck a drawing for auction. And they made about nearly $5,000 to give to the hospital.
Yeah.
And it's a great gesture, and it was appreciated. And this is also to help them. And we have the man coming. The man.
You.
No.
Who?
Doddy.
Who?
Doddy.
Kenneth. Oh, Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken. Well, it'll be late, you know.
Do you know, the words, the Dodd language, are all words like Grappenhall, with a rolling R, when he wants to shout, "Where's my shirt?" or anything. Now, you cannot resist a word called, sounds like Clatterbridge, can you?
Yeah.
Say it to yourself, it's musical.
Do you know...
All together now. Clatterbridge.
It makes me laugh about Ken. I said to him, I've got something happening in January. He said, "Would you like to come?" And he went, "If I'm alive."
He'll be alive, all right.
Too right, he will. He'll live to 100 without any shadow of a doubt.
But his support is so much appreciated. Yeah. And he's a great guy, full stop.
Yeah, he's a lovely man. You've been friends for a long time, haven't you?
Oh, we did TV show, gosh, a long time. It was his Saturday night show from the, I think it was the Bush Theatre in London, the studio in London. I was a great art critic, and he was asking questions, and we completed great unfinished masterpieces, so that in the case of the Mona Lisa, then we did the entire Lisa family.
Yeah.
Luciano Lisa, the 42 stone opera singer, liability Lisa, who was always getting his wife repossessed, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We had tremendous fun, and there was a kind of magic, it bounces back, because I'm no threat to anybody in my business. I don't endanger the people I'm working with, because I'm not standing on their territory, and I can't wait to bang away at each other. We'll have some fun.
I've got to ask you, is there one cartoon, I mean, there's so many, but is there, and it's a hard question, one cartoon that you are incredibly proud of?
Oh, yeah. And again, it's the tragedy of life. It's the Titanic drawing. That means a lot to me.
Right.
It's a scene in Liverpool outside the Cunard White Star office. The huge crowd of people are surging forward to look at the survivors list, all anxious to know who's been saved. And as the man brings out another list, a clerk from the office brings out this list of names, another man springs onto the step, and he's leading a polar bear. And he asks the man with the list of survivors, "Is there any news of the iceberg?" And usually that brings a storm of silence, but I'm proud of that guy.
No, it's very poignant. That's why I'm silent.
Well,
it's the picture that you've just drawn for me. But it's wow, you know.
I don't want you to get tearful or anything like that.
All right, then.
Okay.
Tell me, anybody that's coming to a tidy afternoon tea with, we just found out, Ken Dodd as well, going to be there, and no doubt you won't be able to shut him up because he will get up, from 2 o'clock till 6 at the Royal Liverpool Building in Liverpool for Clatterbridge Hospital. What will they expect from you? What happens?
I stand up and do live drawing. I'll do about 20 of them. I've got 25 drawings on display, which the sales will be divided between the hospital and myself. And I'll do that stand-up going through. Perhaps I'll do the Titanic drawing. I don't know.
That's interesting.
And then when I'm dragged screaming from the stage, we'll let Ken do his bit. And it promises to be fun.
I would love to have gone. If I wasn't in panto rehearsals, I would have loved... That's my idea of an afternoon. Champagne and afternoon tea with a talent and two talents together in one room and all those cartoons that you can bid for and the money goes to you and Clatterbridge, which is great.
Are you selfishly putting your career against mine?
I'm not selfishly putting it. I'm telling you that I'm under contract so I could get sued. Plus, I take a long time to learn my script, so I'm not missing a minute.
Well done. Who are you playing, Cinderella?
I'm playing, no, this year. I'm now out of the age of playing buttons, so I'm now the Baron. So.
Well, that means you're bad, doesn't it?
No. I'm actually Alderman Fitzwarren, so I'm Alice's daughter, but I'm also playing two parts. I'm clipping on a fat suit, and I play the Sultan of Morocco.
Will I be allowed to boo at this?
You can boo anybody you want. I'll come and tear your drawings up if you boo, but that's fine.
Ooh.
That's fine. Do you enjoy doing afternoons like this?
Yeah, magic. Especially if there's a good cause at the end.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, when I say good cause, it sounds charity and vinegary, but no, this is an essential.
Yeah.
Liverpool itself is going to have a new hospital in the next couple of years. And when you think of the fight against cancer, when they've got a hydron collider, that huge circular thing in Brussels somewhere that sends mesons and goujons racing round after each other, it's a intensely scientific way to start cleaning up cancer. And pray God one day they'll do it.
Yeah, it's a horrible word that touches so many lives these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a rotten thing. And those who suffer from it, I'm amazed at the courage of so many people who go through treatment, which is can be vicious. But if they can fight it off and cling to life every day they stay in the game, gets the day closer to when they win the battle. Mm.
You're a nice man, Bill, and it's lovely to talk to you again. You're an incredible talent, and I did not know you were from Tranmere. I'm flabbergasted at that.
Oh, I used to wave at the ships going by.
Very nice.
Nobody ever waved back.
Well, they do now. The cruise ships are back in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. I left on a Russian cruise ship from what I thought was a dock, but it was in actual fact a scrapyard. I was disappointed at that.
I'm sure you would be. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a tidy afternoon tea. It's for Clatterbridge Cancer Centre, which is really important. Bill has given his time up. Doddy's going as well. It's at the Royal Liverpool Buildings. It's £30 a ticket or £300 for a table. It is a champagne afternoon tea, and you can tell what it's going to be like. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a special afternoon, and I seriously wish I was coming, and I'm upset. Thank you, sir, for spending some time. Will you give my kind regards to Mr. Dodd for me?
I will do.
You take care, Bill.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Bill Tidy, MBE.